Hello, I'm Neil Schiff, and welcome to Inside the FBI, a weekly podcast about news, cases, and operations. The FBI and local and state police agencies around the country are working hard to crack down on child prostitution. Cross Country is what the operation is called.
Operation Cross Country was developed in support of our Innocence Lost National Initiative, which began in 2003 with the Department of Justice and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to address the sexual exploitation of children through prostitution.
That's FBI Special Agent Rob King. He is assigned to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in Alexandria, Virginia.
Operation Cross Country brings our 30-plus task forces and working groups together during a specific time and date range where they're all out those specific times addressing the issue where they can correspond with each other. This is a national problem and people are moving these girls from state to state.
King says the task forces are made up of FBI agents and local and state police officers and sheriff's deputies, all supporting Operation Cross Country.
So far we've had three Operation Cross Countries. They began in June of 08. Another one was October of 08 and then most recently February of 09. And we did this because we found that the pimps and these criminal organizations are moving girls across the country in different aspects. They may go from Detroit to Florida, back to Atlanta, and make different circuits.
King says the FBI and law enforcement has a terrific relationship with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
This has been a great thing. For several years, the FBI has had liaisons here along with analysts. Also out here, there's representatives from the United States Marshal Service, the Postal Service, ICE. Pretty much every federal agency has someone assigned here, and it really brings together the sharing of intelligence and the cross-pollination of these cases to where it can be addressed more efficiently. NCMEC is a great resource. They get all the intakes and calls about missing children, people possibly reporting someone is missing or someone is being sexually exploited. It comes here, so it just saves a lot of time that we're in the building. They can get these reports to us quickly so we can evaluate them and get them to the proper people.
Ernie Allen is the president and chief executive officer of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, NCMEC.
It was born in 1984, 25 years ago, largely because this is a nation of 18,000 different police departments. And our goal was to support law enforcement in creating a national coordinated response to what was happening to the children.
Allen says that law enforcement is keen on NCMEC for all it provides in assisting police officers and the FBI with additional resources to help protect children across the country.
We can help them through providing technology, through a whole array of technical assistance and support. And our goal is to make them the stars. Our goal is not to do the press conferences, not to get the attention, but to help that local chief or sheriff to find the child and bring them back to their family, to help them identify the perpetrator who's preying upon children and bring them to justice. And let me say that there's no relationship, there's no partnership of which we are prouder or has had greater impact upon the lives of America's families than our partnership with the FBI.
The FBI appreciates Mr. Allen's kind words, and there's so much more that NCMEC provides law enforcement every day of the week.
We operate a 24-hour missing children's hotline mandated by Congress. We operate a 24-hour cyber tip line, the 911 for the Internet, on reports of child sexual exploitation. We receive reports real-time. The FBI, in the most serious cases, when that local police officer feels that the abducted child is at serious risk, there's a box on the NCIC report form that they check, and it prints out in our hotline. We're a 24-hour operation. We're always open, 365 days a year. And that's important because time is the enemy in the search for a missing child. We know that in the most serious cases, in abduction homicides, in three-fourths of those cases, the child is dead within the first 3 hours. So we can't wait until tomorrow. We have to move now.
Allen says NCMEC circulates the reports and also photographs of child victims and much more.
We also have a team of case managers headed by a retired FBI agent who work directly with a law enforcement investigator in some community across America. We have a team of analysts who are searching databases. Major database companies donate to us free access to their public record databases so that we can help track down abductors and locate children. We have a team of forensic artists who are aging the photos of long-term missing children to generate new leads and keep those cases alive, or to reconstruct facial images from morgue photos or skeletal remains to help law enforcement resolve long-term cases.
The FBI and police everywhere appreciate the enormous efforts of Ernie Allen and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. At the Houston, Texas FBI field office, Special Agent Patrick Franson has been involved in Operation Cross Country and working with local and state authorities.
Here in Houston, we initiated the Houston Innocence Lost Task Force. It's made up of the Houston Police Department's Vice Division and the Houston Police Department's Juvenile Sex Crime Division. We have two officers from each of those divisions. We also have one officer from the Harris County Sheriff's Department, from their Criminal Investigative Division. And the FBI, we have four agents here in Houston working Innocence Lost. With those three partners, we actively pursue these cases here in Houston.
Franson says the task force goes out to an area of Houston where prostitution exists. He says a couple of years ago there was a case where two young-looking girls were out on the streets. Turns out one was an adult, but the other was not.
One of our undercover officers from the Houston Police Department approached the females. The youngest of the two entered his vehicle, drove down the road, and agreed to conduct a sex act on the officer for a fee, and after that occurred, she was arrested for prostitution.
Turns out the girl was 15 and from Florida. After talking with both girls, authorities learned about a pimp, a guy from Florida, and that he was staying at a hotel. Surveillance began.
We had the oldest of the two females make a call to the pimp, and that call was recorded, and the nature of the call was to tell him that they were arrested for prostitution and that they would be going to jail. Shortly after that phone call was made, within 10 minutes, surveillance on the pimp at the hotel notified the rest of the Innocence Lost team that the pimp was running out of the hotel with all of his items of belongings, all of his baggage, getting in the car and getting up on the highway, presumably headed out of town. And because of that, we had local law enforcement conduct a traffic stop on the individual, and he was placed under arrest for the incident involving the juveniles.
The older girl was processed through the courts as an adult. Francis says the 15-year-old was helped by the Texas Youth Commission and given treatment and counseling.
This young lady, after doing about a month in our juvenile jail here in Houston, was then sent to a boot camp in a surrounding county and did 5 months in that boot camp. She did very well there. She succeeded. She grew with getting some self-esteem, learning some discipline, and after the boot camp program, was sent back to Florida.
There's help out there for all victims. If you know of young girls involved in prostitution, call the FBI or police. They can help. And there's more information about the FBI's Innocence Lost Operation Cross Country programs on the internet at www.fbi.gov. That concludes our show. Thanks for listening. I'm Neil Schiff of the FBI's Office of Public Affairs.